Order! Questions to the Prime Minister. We'll have the first one from you. Yes, you, the sleazy-looking Tory at the back.
Thank you very much. Will the Prime Minister please tell the House if there's any truth in the allegations that certain honourable members have accepted money in return for asking parliamentary questions?
Shame!
And when the Prime Minister has answered my question...
Yes?
Can I have a receipt?
Starring Roy Hunt, June Whitfield and Chris Emmett with Peter Moss and the Hunliners.
Thank you very much, folks, and welcome to the show. Yes, the show that does for the news what the Queen's done for Manchester. I don't know, the poor old Queen, eh? What would Charles and Diane, Andrew and Fergie and Anne and Mark... What do you say to a woman whose main hope for a successful marriage for one of her offspring lies with Prince Edward? And I gather that when Her Majesty arrived in Russia, she didn't recognise Boris Yeltsin at first. Well, he was standing up, you know. And have you read that book? No, not the Roy Hudd book of music hall and variety anecdotes, which has just come out in paperback. A quick little plug there, folks. I mean, the Jonathan Dimbleby one. Apparently, Prince Charles has claimed that he was bullied at school. He says it was the only time the place felt like home. I see this week one of Britain's oldest breweries has announced the launch of the world's first chocolate-flavoured beer. Yes, and all because the lady loves milk stout. Still with the bizarre, Madonna says she's ready to have a baby. Blimey, I hope she takes that bra off before she feeds it, don't you? More bad news. 30,000 jobs are to go in Whitehall. Yes, and there's one in Downing Street that's looking a bit dodgy as well. And turning away from politics, over in Germany, Chancellor Kohl was re-elected by just one vote. Apparently things were so close it was decided on a show of beach towels. And I see the first woman to walk round the world has returned home after 11 years. Her ex-commando father gave her his green berry, and everyone else gave her odour eaters. And I'm sorry to tell you, Albert, but Britt Ekland is at it again. Apparently her new lover is 26 years younger than she is. That Percy Sugden's a bit of a goer, isn't he, on the clock? And I read this week that a father of three who had a sex change operation has announced he's now expecting twins. Who said you can't have it both ways? I don't know. The bathroom of a doll's house in the Victoria and Albert Museum has been overrun by male worker ants. They know they're male because they left the seat up. And I see GMTV bosses are planning to make presenter Anthea Turner look more intelligent. They're going to bring back Mike Morris. And I see the man who created Mr. Blobby says he's hardly been paid a penny. So there is some justice in the world after all. Oh, and I hear condom sales are rising dramatically. Yes. Manufacturers say it's been a jolly good year. Now, you have to listen closely, because I'm not too good since I've had the teeth done, but there we are. And did you see that it's 95 quid if you go across to Paris on the Channel train? 95 quid! I don't care how much they give me, I'm still not going, I promise. But my favourite story of the week has got to be about the couple who were making love and accidentally dialed 999 on the phone with their feet, causing the police to arrive. It's the latest method of birth control, you know. Coppers interrupt us. And I see this week that a new report says cathedrals should be more commercial, like great supermarkets of worship. So will they stick to loaves and fishes or start their own brand religion? Headlines humming a chorus of "A Bye With Me" took a stroll up the aisle.
Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Father.
Good morning, my children, and welcome to St. Goldberg's. All right, already. Yeah. How may I help you?
We've come to worship.
£7.50, please.
£7.50?
I see you've not been here in quite a while. Market forces, I fear, have dictated many changes. We are now even opening ourselves to sponsorship.
Oh, so that's why you've got Canterbury Motors on the front of your castle?
Yeah. But have no fear. We're still devoted to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as supplied by Ron and Dave's off-license.
It's obviously working.
It is working, yes.
Yes, there do seem to be a lot of people over there.
Yes, most of them have just popped in to use our ecclesiastical fast food restaurant.
The what?
It's our latest venture, sir. Burger King of Kings. Incidentally, we also do a nice line in flame grilled cremations, if you're interested.
So this whole cathedral has been completely commercialized.
And what's wrong with that? Did not Jesus himself worship in the marketplace? And some people still come to us seeking a higher understanding with the Lord.
Oh, so there's still some religious content.
No, it's just my way of saying you have to hire the pews.
Oh, really?
Right, time is money, as they say, so what can I do you for?
Well, I just wanted to go to confession.
And have you committed many sins, my child?
No.
Pity.
How do you mean?
We've got a special offer this week. For every 3 Hail Marys, you get a free Lord's Prayer, you know, still... You've done well in another way.
You mean by committing fewer sins, I have a purer faith?
No, I mean you can go through the 9 confessions or less booth, can't you?
Oh, that's it. We're leaving. These ideas are totally mismatched to the concept of religion.
Well, I thought that at first, but then I realized there's really only one difference between supermarkets and churches.
And what's that?
We've always opened on Sundays. Well, here it is.
Huh?
The first ever British identity card.
Oh, yes.
A complete record with every detail of this person's life.
Mm.
All of their qualifications and achievements on one single piece of plastic.
What are you talking about? There's nothing on it.
Of course not. It's John Major's. Well, this looks like our room. Come on, Liz. We'll bunk down in here. Fine, Bally, how'd you do? We may only be staying in the Kremlin 2 days, but you'd think that blasted caretaker and charlady could have showed us up.
Caretaker? That was President and Mrs. Yeltsin.
Oh.
As for showing us up, Philip, the way you behaved on the flight, trembling, shouting and swearing, why didn't you settle back, read a book?
That's just what I was doing. That confounded Charles tone, gone with the whinge, I don't know. Bally things just like him. It's
a little turgid.
If the G is silent, yes. I like these people. They're very quick, you know. Calling me a bully. I don't know whether to thrash the boy or just pull his ears and give him a dead leg and a Chinese burn. And some of the other things he said.
But you drove him to get married.
Well, only because it was cheaper than hiring a coachman.
Shout at him over lunch.
Well, just telling him to stop talking to his vegetables, I don't know. Oh, dear, that blasted porter with the cases. You've taken your bally time. What's your name? Vladimir? Ivan?
Heard, sir. F.O.
Mind your damn language, man. H.M. Queen present here?
I am Her Majesty's Foreign Secretary, sir, and I have had the pleasure of kissing her hand.
Have you? Well, make sure you don't write a confounded book about it.
You may put one's luggage down.
Yes, and mine too. Be careful with that. It is loaded, you know. So what's our bally program, eh? 4 days of tractor factories and opening the new beetroot you like, I suppose.
Oh, I doubt it, sir. All the factories have closed down. The economy's in a terrible mess.
How nice. We shall feel quite at home.
Yeah. Especially when Bally Yeltsin starts doing his Princess Margaret impressions. Gone off the boil a bit now. Never mind. Right. Better mind what we say to him, you know. Don't forget the last bunch of royals here were shot in the cellar.
Whereas we just shoot ourselves in the foot.
She's like lightning, isn't she, eh?
What do you think of this business, Hard? Should we have sent Charles to that school, Gordonston?
Oh, I would have recommended Eton, Majesty. Well, of course, they might have made him a fag.
Yes, I thought that only happened to the ones who joined the Marines, but there we are.
The whole thing is like a Greek tragedy.
Yes, and one knows better than most what it's like having one of those around. get the rest of the cases, will you? We can't find our travel crown.
Oh, certainly, ma'am.
Oh, I don't know. I think I'll fix myself a drink. Hello. What's this in the minibar here? All mowed, pinkled and crumpled. I'll just pull it out.
Oh, God oblige me. Oh. Do you mind, Ovich? That is my nose.
President Yeltsin.
Comrade Queen, allow me to extend the hand of welcome.
Yeah, I think it might be better if you were facing Her Majesty when you did that.
Pleased to be enjoying your stay in Mother Russia. We have much to offer. You will learn many things from me.
Yes, just how did you sack that useless Prime Minister?
Today we go to vodka plant. Review the troops. Vodka tasting, then Bolshoi ballet. Visit the vodka distillery, state banquet, and back to my place for vodka.
Are very interesting. And then?
After all that vodka, trip to the Urals, of course. So, Queen, hope you enjoy stay. Wake me up before you go, huh? Hope to see more of family visiting here.
Oh, yes. Philip's arranging for Charles to return soon.
No, he's to visit St. Petersburg, Adasha.
Bless you. St. Petersburg, not very likely. There's only one place in Russia I'll be sending him.
Duh, you are meaning...
Yes, after that confounded book, he's for blasted Siberia, I promise you. I was reading through my copy of Architects Weekly the other day. I get it for the domes on page 3, you know. But I noticed that some Scottish tower blocks are to have Japanese-style facelifts. Headlines, I've always had a yen for tall stories. So... So we caught the kamikaze shuttle to Scotland to see what kind of a slant these Japanese architects have got. Hello! Is this Pratt Rama 9875, Rabsy Nesbitt House? The home of Mr. and Mrs. Jimmy?
Who wants to know?
Ignore him, sir. I'm Carol Ursula Jimmy, and that's my husband, Colin Ulysses Jimmy.
Ah, so you're both CU Jimmy. Can I come in?
Aye, if you like.
What do you want?
Oh, can you not be more hospitable? You could offer the man a brew.
Yeah, I want kind of special brew.
What can we do for you?
Well, I am the architect responsible for redesigning your old Tower Brock. But don't worry. I have plenty of experience with old Tower Brocks. This is just one of hundreds.
That's a load of old blocks.
It's true, I tell you. This is my second job out of 5 in Scotland.
Oh, aye, and where are the others?
The first and third in Forfa. The fourth in 5, and the fifth in the first of 4.
That's easy for you to say.
I wouldn't say that.
What exactly will you be doing?
Well, firstly, we'll put Japanese blinds on all windows.
That's no good, man. We'll lose our view of the coast.
Oh, I couldn't do without my sea view, Jimmy. Clyde is a lovely sight. Its mouth stretching as far as the eye can see.
Ah, so that's why they call this town Paisley. Okay. Tagline a bit too far away from feline there, I think. Okay. Okay, forget the brines. Instead, I tell you what we will be doing to the communal gardens.
Oh, we don't go out in there. It's too nippy.
What you say?
She means it's too cold. Oh. I cannot get out in my kilt.
Aye, it's an icy cold wind that blows around the garbles.
Nonsense! Have you not heard latest scientific research? It say there's been increase in global warming. They say there's been increase in global warming, even.
It's no better the second time.
First, ancient Japanese tradition, we build a wooden shelter to protect you from the sun.
And will you be doing that yourself?
No, I encourage number one son to do shady work. I get that idea from your Mrs. Thatcher. Not too sure about that one. There we are. Now, all I need to do is to see proof of your tenancy before I can start.
Oh, but we are not tenants. We're owners.
What do you mean, owners?
Well, the government...
Government?
...has said all the council flats...
Flats?
...are to be sold to the tenants.
Ah, sold.
No, I'm not. I've only heard of you.
No, dear. I'm just telling him we're not tenants.
Well, give him a can of Carlsberg, then.
Mean we don't get our flat done up?
I'm afraid so. Besides, I've already spent too long here. I've a more important job to do.
Oh, really? Where?
In Manchester. There's an old wreck that's been around for ages that's desperately in need of a touch-up.
You don't mean?
Yes. I'm off to give Lynn Perry a facelift. Ah, Miss Tilroll, splendid. Do come in.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy your meal. Do please call again. Have a nice day.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Now, as a student here at the Easy Bucks Staff Training Academy, you've probably heard that McDonald's have decided to stop making their stuff use glib American phrases and adopt a more down-to-earth approach for customers.
It's always a pleasure to serve you, sir. Do please call again. Have a nice
day. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Now, I'm sure other companies will follow suit, so immediate reprogramming is obviously needed. Listen, Miss Tilroll, and learn. What we want is a cheery kind of chatter. That sort of patter pulls the punters in. Flip, lines are all old hat. Give us lots of natural natter with a cheeky form of chat.
Please call again, do please call again.
No way, who needs that? Make your punters feel they matter, natter, while you serve their platter. Try to stop your idle chatter falling flat.
Oh, I'm with you. Well, I'll be bound. We'll just mess around like we did before.
Right.
So we chatter while we're selling, and the punters start rebelling. We just find a bit for yelling. There's the door.
By George, she's got it. I was leafing through my copy of Active Lifer this week. I buy it for the jailbirds on page 3, you know. When I saw that special prisons have been opened up to cater for the elderly. Hoping for a captive audience, Hudline slipped out. Or should that be slopped out? To investigate. Oh, strap up my lumbago and I've been giving me jip lately, you know. Must be all the damp, the dreadful food, the hard beds.
Yeah, you know? But it should clear up now we've left that old folks home.
Yes, it should.
Well, now we're in here, we got gourmet grub, feather beds and central eating.
Yes.
Prisoner number 42158, Horrocks.
That is me, Mush. Gervais Bartholomew Horrocks. Or GBH for short. And this is my little oppo here, Salmon MacLeod O'Leary.
Yes. But you can call me Fingers.
Oh, you're a pickpocket, are you?
No, I just got this terrible arthritis in my knuckles.
Senile delinquents we are.
Yes, judging by this. Oh, you've got quite a criminal record.
Yes, it's Max Bygrave singing your own air.
Your most recent offence was ram raiding a jeweller's shop using Mrs. Arbuthnot's Zimmer, is that correct?
Quite correct, yes, but we shouldn't have been banged up for that.
Why not?
It was a frame.
I see you've also been avoiding arrest.
That's a lie, I had a kip just after we got here.
You're right about us being dangerous criminals, Mush. Right. We've been carrying out a 5-year reign of terror, haven't we, mate?
We have, we have. The most ruthless and fearsome pensioners in the country, we are.
Apart from Margaret Thatcher, of course.
Yes.
And I see you've been in prison before, Fingers.
I done porridge in strange ways.
Yes, cooking's not your strong point, you
know. Shut it. What I am saying is, I've been in loads of jails.
Long stays?
My underwear's none of your business.
But it's your friend here who's the real Mr. Big, isn't it?
Well, it's very nice of you to say so, miss. I've never had any complaints so far.
Ah, I even heard a rumor that you were linked with a mafia once.
Too right, mate. They used to call me...
The Godfather?
No, the Grandfather.
Oh, well, we'll soon set you on the straight and narrow in here. This is Britain's first jail exclusively for OAPs. Cell block preparation H.
Who else is banged up here, then?
Well, there's Babyface McGuinness. He's 97.
Why do you call him Babyface?
He's got no teeth. Then there's the Sonatogen 6.
Whoa.
Oh, they were nabbed when their getaway vehicle didn't start.
Why not?
Because they couldn't find the bus passes. Oh. Of course, our oldest inmate, prisoner number 31269... He's 104, but I wouldn't try talking to him. He's deaf as a post and completely senile.
Well, what's he in for?
Impersonating a judge.
Well, you won't be seeing us in here for too long, neither. We've already planned a major bank job with the Bishop of the Gang.
Yes, we're going to put on our surgical stocking masks and hold up the post office.
Yes, by collecting our pension in 5p pieces. That always holds them up, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Oh, dear, I can see this regime won't be tough enough for two old lags like you. I am going to recommend that you're sent somewhere where you'll really be made to suffer.
What?
Somewhere where you'll be driven mad by the monotony.
You don't mean...
Yes, I'm giving you 3 weeks in Eastbourne.
Oh! Oh, and did you read about that bloke who was accused of assault for hitting his ex-girlfriend with a frozen cake? Yes. She got her just desserts, I tell you. Yes, headlines were in court to hear why the defendant went off his sweet trolley.
Now, miss, tell the court in your own words exactly what happened.
Well, I come out my house, don't I, and there he is, standing in front of me.
Yes.
And he whacks me with his dirty great gatox.
Gatox? What do you mean, gatox?
It's one of them sponge cakes filled with fresh cream, isn't it?
Oh, you mean gatto, gatto. It may look as if it should be pronounced ox, but in fact, one says oh. Now, anyway, what happened next?
I need him in the bolo.
And did you hear that people living in villages are bringing back barter, exchanging services and goods instead of money? Apparently one sheep equals £10, and a dozen vegetables makes up one Tory cabinet. So, will this new crazy currency catch on? And what sort of balmy banking can we look forward to? Headlines, ever eager to leave a deposit, queued up to find out.
Next, please.
Morning, sir. How may I help you?
I've got a note here.
I'm terribly sorry. Could you speak up?
I said I've got a note here for you.
Oh, I see. And what would you like to swap it for?
Hey? Look, I don't want to swap it for anything. I want you to read it.
Oh, all right, then. Keep quiet. I have a gun. Oh, that's what you want to swap, is it? Your gun?
No. I don't want to swap anything. Look, just take this bag.
Oh, if you insist. Now, what would you like in exchange?
No. You keep the bag. I want money, woman.
Well, I'll give you a fiver for it.
Oh, for crying out. Get me the manager.
Is there a problem, Miss Simkin?
Oh, Mr. Snodgrass, I have a gentleman here with a mask and a gun.
Well, what does he want to swap them for?
Oh, for goodness sake. Listen, you two, it's simple enough. Your money or your life.
Oh, if you don't mind me saying so, that's not a very good basis for barter, is it, sir?
Look, mate, I'm not kidding. I want you to fill my bag with money. Now.
All right, then. And what will you do for us in return?
I?
My kitchen needs decorating. How are you with a paint?
Well, not bad, actually. But look, I never mind that. This is a hold-up. I want all your money.
Oh, I see. It's a crime.
At last. Oh. Yes, it is. It's a crime. I'm robbing you. I could get 10 years for this.
Oh, now you're talking. That seems a fair enough exchange to me.
Well, Right, enough. You win or give up. Call the cops.
Well, all right, but if we call them for you, that'll mean you still owe us a favor.
Oh, blimey, I can't stand it anymore.
Oh, dear.
Oh, the poor man. He wasn't much of a bank robber, was he? It's so sad, isn't it?
Especially as this is a greengrocer, isn't it?
One is the heir to England's throne, in readiness to rule. One's problem started when one's pa sent one to boarding school. One's pater felt that being tough was all there was to life. A principle he stuck to when selecting one a wife. When father picked me a princess, I couldn't commend his taste. Exercise mad, dances and swims, she is far too fond of gyms. That's why the monarch is reeling, why dad and I are at war. One's never seen one's blooming family so mucked up before. One's wife's old boyfriend writes a book that's full of frightful smut. She might have found somebody who could keep his big trap shut. One may have played away oneself. One may have strayed a touch. That sort of thing's all right for one, but not for one's old Dutch. When father picked me princess, his confidence was misplaced. Only one cure, if you ask me, D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Will they still let me be king? Then the prospect's probably poor. One's never seen one's chance of Charliehood so chuffed up before.
Stockpress.
The woman who won 12 free holidays in just 2 years has explained the secret of her success.
She married Prince Andrew.
It was claimed this week that when London Zoo's Chi-Chi died, she was cooked and eaten.
Yes. Apparently she made a delicious deep panda pizza.
A brewery has admitted emptying 11,000 gallons of beer into a river.
The fish weren't too pleased, but didn't half cheer up the newts.
The weather caused havoc for TV viewers across the country.
Thousands complained when their reception of Hale and Pace was unaffected.
Doctors have told Major Ron Ferguson to lose half a stone.
Yes, he's going to cut off one of his eyebrows.
The Queen has paid the first royal visit to Moscow in almost 80 years.
That's almost as often as she'll be visiting Manchester from now on.
A car thief was foiled when someone jammed a traffic cone on his head.
When they lined up an identity parade, it caused a 7-mile tailback.
A young Conservative revealed all he had underneath his kilt.
Amazing. A Tory with absolutely nothing to hide.
A bar steward, sacked for making rude bodily noises, has lost his case for unfair dismissal.
Yes, it's an ill wind, isn't it, really?
And that's the end of the stop press.
But I'll be back next week unless Prince Philip tells me to get married. Ta-da, hello!
Those were the news headlines starring Roy Hutt, Chris Emmett and June Whitfield with Peter Moss and the headliners. The announcer was Richard Clegg. Sketches were by Mike Common, Michael Dines, Jed Parsons, Tony Hare, Peter Hickey, Richard Stoneman and Mark Brissenden, Alex DePagnett, Nick R. Thomas, D.A. Barron, Rob Colley, Malcolm Neat and Mark Griffiths and Chris Williams with songs by Richard Quick and Jeremy Brown. Additional lines by Simon Jeweller and Stephen Albright, Barry Siegel, Simon Marsh, Gordon Harker, Dave Dixon, Tony Farrow, Glenn Mitchell, John Finch, Sandra Hardingham, Faye Dickinson and Brian Taylor.
All of whom are constantly being bullied and shouted at by our producer,
Bill Belka.